Risa Horowitz has experienced Canada like many of us, on long road trips, speeding down the Trans-Canada Highway, and the landscape that we've come to know is most often viewed through our car windows. Well, Risa has turned this high-speed view of Canada into a new art show. It's called Blurry Canada, and it's opening this weekend at the Dunlop Art Gallery in Regina. Risa Horowitz is in our Regina studio to tell us more. Hello.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here. Tell us a little bit about this show that you're doing. What will people see?
Well, the exhibition is at the Sherwood Village branch, and I've included 75 photographs that I took on a road trip this past summer across Canada from coast to coast. And I also shot continuous video of the entire trip out that passenger window.
Wow.
So there are two monitors that show the entirety of the trip on video as well.
Mm-hmm. Did you get much in Saskatchewan?
I did. I got all of Saskatchewan, and it's represented both photographically and in video. It was during canola season, so the yellow fields are quite beautiful.
Mm-hmm. When it's blurry like that, what does that add, do you think, to the idea of this road trip across Canada?
Well, there's a history of the itinerant photographer, if you might recall the phrase, have camera, will travel.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I'm sort of connecting the history of photography with the history of painting, the representation of landscape and painting in Canada, and sort of conflating the two. There's something quite beautiful about the landscape when, you're going on these road trips and your eyes glaze over, not when you're driving, of course, but to blur the image sort of adds an aesthetic quality to what I see out the window it's not matched.
All right, almost like a meditative quality.
Exactly.
So you said that you pretty much were constantly taking pictures or shooting video. How many photos did you take?
I had a few cameras set up in the car. So one camera was taking a photograph every minute of the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And another camera, a handheld camera, I was using just on a whim. So in the end, I collected about 20,000 still photographs.
Wow.
So the process of paring down all of that imagery for this exhibition was quite a big one. And I didn't look through the lens of the camera when I was shooting. I didn't see anything that I was shooting while I was driving. So my familiarity with the images came after the fact.
Okay.
And then, about 20,000.
So how did you pick which ones you would include in the show?
Well, at first, I just started looking through the images, and some common themes began to arise. So some of the images include parts of the car. So it's not a pure landscape mm-hmm. photograph that you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
In some images, you can see the windshield and the dirt and the dead bugs on the windshield. And in
mm-hmm.
others, you can see the side view mirror or part of the window bisecting the frame. On rainy days, I ended up focusing inadvertently on the beautifully focused raindrops on the windshield with the blurry landscape behind. And so as these themes arose, I narrowed down the choices based on smaller collections and eventually found a representative portion from west to east and from east to west because I did the drive in both directions.
Okay. Well, what made you want to do this in the first place?
Oh, wow. I never went on road trips when I was a child. And since I've become a professional artist, visual artist, I've ended up traveling an awful lot for my studies, for exhibitions, and for jobs. And a lot of my travels have been by road and specifically on the Trans-Canada Highway. When I left Saskatoon, where I lived for 3 years, 10 years ago, I started this project. And so over the past decade, I've just been collecting these images, and when Jeff Nye of the Dunlop Art Gallery invited me to do this show, I decided to do one entire road trip from coast to coast. And so I hope that it speaks to people's childhood and adult memories of road trips, and I hope that it speaks to the sort of romantic connection that we in Canada have to our hinterland.
Right.
This
was all along the Trans-Canada Highway, is that correct?
I did my best to stay on the Trans-Canada mm-hmm. Highway, but it wasn't a strict rule. And in some cases, I took the northern and the southern route. So I went through both Regina on my westbound trip and through Saskatoon on my eastbound trip.
Okay. The Trans-Canada Highway, you know, much like the national railways, is definitely a symbol of unity and I guess of kind of bringing one extreme of the country and the other extreme of the country together, the sort of a taming of the landscape, if you will. How do you think people's idea of Canada is actually shaped by the route that you took to bring this show?
Well, quite heavily. It's the one road that'll get you in both directions, all east and west. I think one of the things that the blurriness of the photographs does is it reminds us that what we see from the road isn't the Canadian hinterland that mm-hmm. we so revere. We have such a limited access to nature. Every single part of the country is seen from the Trans-Canada Highway has been modified by human intervention in some way or another. So
right.
whether that be the 100 feet of clear cut on each side of the road in Newfoundland so that drivers can spot moose in time, or whether it's the grid roads and the agriculture or the blasted rock through the shield. So there's a sort of mixed – for me, there's a mixed feeling from the road. Mm-hmm. There's that freedom that getting on the road and driving, being able to get somewhere and just go brings. But there's also the flip side. You know, we people have changed the earth so very much.
Yeah. So does it chip away then a little bit at the kind of mythology surrounding the Trans-Canada Highway and how we view it?
I hope that the work can speak to both ends of the spectrum because they're quite beautiful and I want them to be quite beautiful. I want them to have that that effect on viewers that the traditional pastoral picturesque landscape has, but to also provide a place to ask the questions that you're asking right now.
You mentioned some of your hopes for the emotions that this show might evoke, you know, reminding people of the summer road trip with the parents. That sort of thing. Are there other emotions that you're hoping to stir in people as they look at these photographs?
Well, for me, the experience of driving from coast to coast, the actual experience of driving mm-hmm. that, 16,500 kilometers in quite a short amount of time, I was thinking the other day what was going through my mind during all that time driving over 100 kilometers per hour. And in so many ways, it's so meditative.
Mm-hmm.
That meditative quality is something that I hope, especially that the video will be able to evoke. The peace connected with the speed of letting your mind wander, of being in space, time, in traveling across vast distances and being able to see what's coming and what you've passed. As it's happening in real time. So that's a big part of it for me.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this show.
Thank you so much. The reception is on 2 p.m. at the Sherwood Village Library Gallery branch. And I just want to thank the Dunlop Art Gallery for doing such a great job.
Thank you, Risa.
You're very welcome.
That's Risa Horowitz. She is the artist behind Blurry Canada.